Subject, age ain't nothing but a number. Mr. Harvey and Miss Strawberry, I'm turning 45 years old this month, and I would love to know how you feel about older men and younger women. I'm currently in love with a 19-year-old woman. I love the way she sings, walks, talks, and the way she listens to me. I never felt this way before, and I'm thinking about marrying her, but I'm not sure if she's ready for that type of commitment. I go through her phone while she's in the shower, and she has pictures of younger men and their manly parts in her phone. I don't make such a big deal because she's young, but I wonder if that's what she will do if we get married. I overheard her on the phone telling her friend that her dad is 40, and she would be completely disgusted if a man his age or older tried to talk to her. We met 2 years ago, and I told her I was 24, and she believed it. How do I confess that I'm 4 years older than her dad? I don't want to break her heart. She's been through a lot in her life. I'm so confused, and I can't just break it off because we've just had sex for the first time, and she would think I'm just one of the young cats playing games. She doesn't know that I'm close friends with her dad, and he doesn't know I'm dating his daughter.
Whoa!
Quite frankly, I think he would kill me, and she would hate me for the rest of her life. I don't want her to feel like the one dude that she confided in and trusted is a phony and a liar. She has a big surprise for me on my birthday, and I'm nervous because she's recently been talking about she wants me to meet her dad. What if on my birthday she brings her dad to dinner or something? Then the drama would unfold. I really need to know what you would do, Steve. Well, first of all, Steve wouldn't be doing this stupid mess.
No, he wouldn't.
I mean, for you to write a letter like this to us, we both have daughters, okay? You're dating a 19-year-old. You're 40, getting ready to be 45 years old. This is craziness. And you're old enough to know better than this. You're old enough. I mean, this letter is just full of lies. It's full of all kinds of deceit. The one thing that is true, though, that if her dad would probably kill you if he found out. That is in your letter, and that's probably the only true thing you said. He probably would, and he does. How could you go behind your friend's back, date his? This is craziness. And she's 19. How did you fool her to think at 45 you were 24? How'd you pull that off? No one in this room or no one listening believes that. Yeah, it's disgusting to her to date someone your age. And we're all disgusted by you. And we're disgusted by this letter. What are you doing? And no, absolutely not. Don't meet her dad. Or maybe you should. So he would jump on you. This is craziness. And you're crazy. Leave this young girl alone. And you say a 19-year-old woman. Why? To make yourself feel better? To you at 45, she's a young girl. She's a baby to you. This is craziness, Steve.
First of all, before I answer into this letter, I want the guy that wrote the letter, if he's listening, to understand that I'm actually thinking of what I would do to you.
Yeah.
That's first thing. First of all, you're 45. You're currently in love with a 19-year-old woman. You're in love with a girl. That's who you're in love with. And I'm not even sure you're in love with her. More, you're infatuated because you're having some type of damn midlife crisis. Because, you know, I love the way she sings, walks, talks, and the way she listens to me. Hell, you her daddy. I like the way Brandon and Carly listen to me, but I'm their daddy. You met her when she was 17, dog, and you told her you was 24. Why did you do that when she was 17? Why did you lie to that, and at the time, little girl? Because you know why, man? Because you low down behind had eyes for her at 17. Now, I give you credit. You were decent enough to wait till she was 19. Or did you? That ain't in the letter. But you waited till she was 19. So you was, I guess she assumed you was 26 at the time. Because that's 2 years after that. How you pull this off anyway?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Let me ask you something. Does she have a cataract?
At 19,
At 19,
Steve?
I'm just asking. Something got to be wrong.
I don't get it.
Because I don't know a 45-year-old dude that can push himself off as 24. That's so rare. Yeah. There are guys who could do it. But that's so rare. I'm not talking about your body. I'm just talking about what you say, what you act. You know, hell, that's double 24. You two times what 24 is. I can't just break it off because we just had sex for the first time and she would just think I'm one of them young cats playing games. No, she won't. You one of the old cats that's playing games. That's all, dog. See, you trying to dress this up. Quite frankly, she doesn't even know that I'm close friends with her dad, and he doesn't know I'm dating his daughter. Quite frankly, I think he would kill me. Ain't no doubt about that. And she would hate me for the rest of her life. I don't want her to feel like the one dude that she confided in and trusted is a phony and a liar. Hell, you are. Dog, you are a phony and a liar. So what is it? What is it that you don't want her to think when that's all that it is? Let's talk about when you share this information or the information get back to her daddy that you're supposed to be close friends with. I can't even tell you, man. I can't even tell you, man, how this dude finna feel about you. Hold up, dog. My little girl, man. Hell, dog. And he know you too? And you 45? Oh, dog. I want you to understand something clearly. You got one coming, and you got one deservedly so coming. And when this man put his hands on you, he got every right to put his hand on you. I know it's women out there, but she's 18. You know, she can make better decisions. Shut up. We're talking about a dude, old-ass dude, taking advantage of a girl and steady lying to her. Now that you done slept with her, see, here go the dog in you. Now that you done slept with her, now it's a problem. But see, when you were sleeping with her, trying to get with her, you wasn't thinking about changing or telling the truth. Now after you done got what you wanted, now all of a sudden, you need her out now. See, all it is, dog, let me explain something to you what you're doing. You done did something you wasn't supposed to do. You knew you was wrong when you started this relationship. Now that you done got the one thing you really wanted from her, now you want to get out. So now you calling me, talking about what should I do? I think the man gonna kill me. Well, he should. The reason that you like the way she listening to you is because you can't find a grown woman nowhere to buy into the bull crap you got. So you done found this little girl that's naive and she buying everything you sell her. Man, you a fake, dog. You a liar. What you ought to do is let the girl go. Let her be free. Yeah. But that's what you want to do anyway, because you done got the little piece you was looking for with your trifling ass.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.